Sharon Playhouse is active once again, and it is coming up on March 21st at the Bach Gallery, and that is Song and Dance Men, and that'll be at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse once again on the 21st. 5:30 cocktail, 6:30 the performance, and if you like dancing, tap dancing, you're going to love this show. And our guest this morning is the person that's, I guess, put this all together, is the star of it and more, Justin Bochito. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about you and the show, Song and Dance Men. This was written and directed and everything and choreographed by you, correct?
That's correct. The concept started as a pre-show cabaret here in New York City. And my theater company was looking to produce some smaller one-hour events that we could sort of use to promote to people who were going to see Broadway shows or going to the opera or going to the ballet and looking for something to do prior to their big event or their big show that they were seeing. Basically, we were looking to create this concept of a pre-show. And I had said, you know, I'm really interested in the concepts of the Rat Pack and these old Gene Kelly television specials, and I would love to put together a show that sort of incorporated all those ideas and would also kind of tell a little bit of the history of how I got started in performing. So that's really where the first concept came from. And I went and started watching every televised special that starred Gene Kelly. I watched a bunch of, like, Rat Pack telethons. And I even went to old episodes of I Love Lucy, and I started pulling material from those things.
You know what's interesting about tap dancing? My dad was a comedian in the 50s, and he was friends with Sammy Davis Jr. And Sammy Davis Jr. convinced him to put a little tap dancing into his show. And as a matter of fact, as kids, because our dad tap danced a little bit, I think that every kid that sees somebody tap dance, doesn't matter what ethnicity they are or anything else, it really is a pretty amazing thing that everybody would likes to try at least.
Right, exactly. It does feel like this universal art form that kind of just makes everybody smile, you know, because it's so... I don't know. I think a lot of people can relate to it as an old form of entertainment. But what I love about tap dancing is that there are so many people today who have also brought it into more of the modern world. It's something that we talk about in sort of these tap dance circles in New York City. You know, you can look at the old vaudeville acts, and then you can look at what people are doing today in more of like the commercial street tap world. And they're just pulling from those olden days, you know, so it's just everything old is new again. And that was kind of the concept of this show, was trying to do something where it felt modern, but we were utilizing old jokes and skits that we were finding from these great, basically, variety shows.
We are speaking with Justin Bochito, who is going to be at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday, March 21st, Song and Dance Men. And now, who is going to be performing with you, Justin?
Right. So I have quite the eclectic group of people. Saul Block is my friend of over 20 years, and we've worked together for quite some time in Rockland County and in New York City. And Saul is an accomplished piano player and vocalist, and he and I sort of came together to create the show. So he's basically going to be backing me up and is an integral part of the performance. And then I have a great performer coming all the way from Canada. Her name is Mackenzie Cutcliffe, and I always describe her as what if Lucille Ball was also like Eleanor Powell or Ginger Rogers and had like this great tap dance ability. And she is a great comedian, wonderful timing, and also has got the taps to back all that up. So she'll be performing with me. And then also my girlfriend, Maddie Boumet, who's performed at Sharon Playhouse before. She was in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat last year. And she's going to be coming up, and we're going to be doing a couple of numbers together as well.
So now, let's talk a little bit about the show itself. I mean, what songs right off the top of your head that people will hear and see the tap dancing to will be performed?
Yeah, so I've chosen a bunch of songs by George M. Cohan. So you'll hear some songs like Your Grand Old Flag and Musical Moon, some of those like old standards. And then I tried to also reach into some of the Gershwin and Berlin library, and there's a mixture of those songs. But I also found a musical from the 1980s that was called The Tap Dance Kid. And The Tap Dance Kid has a lot of meaning to me because the man who taught me how to tap dance, Michael Blevins, was actually an original member of that Broadway cast. And the show is kind of about how tap dancing can have such an influence on a young child's life that it actually kind of makes them into a better human being. And it talks a lot about the art of tap dancing and how it's a hand-me-down art form. You really have to learn it from somebody else. It's not something you can learn from a book or from a video. So I also looked into that score, and I pulled a lot of songs from there. But we do a bunch of different things. We do everything from Take Me Out to the Ball Game to All of Me. We also bring some live instruments into the performance as well. So it's not just piano. Sometimes we pick up guitars and other instruments and use those throughout.
We are speaking with Justin Bocchito once again. Song and Dance Men coming to the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets, of course, available at sharonplayhouse.org. And remember, the Bach Gallery is smaller than the Playhouse, and all these special shows that are being put into the Bach Gallery, they basically sell out, so you want to get your tickets early. Getting back to you and learning the tap dance, tap dancing seemed to me, when I watched it, and I love watching tap dancing still, it has to be one of the most, you have to have a lot of endurance to perform a whole show of tap dancing.
That is true. That is true. I remember when I was a kid, it just so happened that the shows that the parts that I was cast in early on in learning how to dance, they didn't have to tap. But a lot of my friends were doing tap dancing in these musicals, so I was a little behind. And the season came along, and we were doing Singing in the Rain, and this is when I was about 12 years old, and I got cast as Don Lockwood. And it's funny because I'm going to be going back up to Sharon this summer to do Don Lockwood Singing in the Rain. And I can remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I've got to be Gene Kelly. I mean, I have to learn all of this. And the director choreographer, Michael Blevins, he was sort of crazy. He really like fought above the bar, and he wanted to take all the original tap choreography off of the film. So I remember it was like going to boot camp. It really was. It was like tap boot camp, and I had to work. I had to go home every night. I had to do things other than just tap dancing. I had to really get in shape because, as you said, it is there is a lot of athleticism, especially in the Gene Kelly style, which was primarily what we were learning at that time. So I got good training to begin with, but I had to really work to get to that level quickly.
Now, I want to ask you a question. There's tap dancing, and then there's also something called soft shoe. Which is a little different. That's just is a soft shoe where there's no taps on it. It's just regular shoes.
Well, there's a lot of thoughts of where that term came from. But what I've learned and what I know of the term soft shoe is that in the old vaudeville days, sometimes tap dancers or even swing dancers would come out and they would actually lay down a little sand on the stage, and without metal on their shoes, they would do moves and use the sand to create the sound. And then also you have to remember that there was a time when there were no metal taps on the bottom of the shoes. They actually were wooden taps. So there's also the thought that the term soft shoe came from the shoe just having a little bit of a softer sole than a metal tap. But these days, the concept of soft shoe is certainly a style where it's lighter and quieter. And there are certain moves inside of a soft shoe that you can put into the dance that visually speaking, makes you think of the old vaudeville soft shoe style.
Song and Dance Man coming to, once again, the Bach Gallery on Saturday, March 21st. One final question. What prompted you to go and learn tap dancing? I mean, was there something specific, or is it just because you like to act and you like to dance, it was just a natural progression to that?
You know, I think I was very lucky in that I had a male teacher, and there was something about when I discovered who Gene Kelly was that made me understand the masculinity that he brought to his dancing. And I think, you know, when I was growing up, it was a very different time than today. I don't think that it was as acceptable for a young man to dance. And even growing up in Northeast New Jersey, so close to the metropolitan area, I think it was something that all of the guys at this program were probably a little nervous about. But what we recognized with tap dancing specifically was that there was a masculinity to it. And that, I think that really made us interested in learning it. And that's one reason why I wanted to.
Well, once again, you folks are going to get a rare chance to see this coming up once again at the Sharon Playhouse, the Bach Gallery. That is at the Bach Gallery on the 21st of March. Song and Dance Men, 5:30 cocktail, 6:30 performance. Tickets, once again, available at the box office or online at SharonPlayhouse.org. We have been speaking with the person who is responsible for this show and is going to be in the show, Justin Bocchito. Justin, thank you for taking a few minutes for joining us, and look forward to seeing you at the Bach Gallery at the Playhouse.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you as well.